It's Morning Edition here on KUNR Public Radio. I'm Noah Glick. Election reform is shaping up to become the signature issue of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Among the measures up for consideration is a Republican bill that would gut the state's emergency mail-in voting law, among other changes. Democrats, on the other hand, say they're looking to make those mail-in ballots permanent. To talk about that and the other things going on in Carson City, we've got KUNR's political editor Paul Boger joining us this morning. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here, Noah.
So let's talk about this election reform. Break down those two proposals for me.
Sure. So you've got the Republican proposal, which comes from Assemblywoman Jill Dickman. She represents most of Sparks there. That proposal would gut what is known as AB 4. That is the bill that was passed by lawmakers in the special session last summer that moved Nevada to that mail-in ballot that we saw in the general election. You know, that was supposed to be a temporary bill under the language of that measure, of that law, I should say. Ballots would be sent in times of emergency. So if a governor declares an emergency, ballots would be sent to voters. The Democratic proposal would essentially make those changes permanent. Just like you said there a moment ago, among other things, it would also look, we haven't seen the language, so it may do other things, I should say. The Republican bill is a little bit different. It also adds voter ID requirements. It would require blockchains to monitor how people cast ballots and track their voting registration. It looks to really add that security level that we've heard from Republicans worry about over the last few months. So Republican Robin Tyden, she says, you know, these arguments that restrictions, that Republicans are restrictions, are purely political. They're worried about voter security.
We must listen to nonpartisan election professionals and not acquiesce to the partisan playbook being imposed on us as a progressive proof of concept model of the West Coast.
Now, Paul, we've also heard Titus and other Republicans talk about voter confidence. There are a large number of voters out there who believe the election was either fraudulent or at least handled poorly. So what can Democrats do to repair that trust in the election process?
You know, that's a really good question in that when Democrats passed AB 4, it was in that special session. It was very similar to this legislative session behind closed doors. That bill was also passed late at night. It was controversial. No one had seen the language until the measure was already up for consideration. So that bill was considered controversial. Of course, you have former President Trump spouting the fraud in the election and his followers and his supporters believing his word over the evidence. So it is going to take some trust. It is going to take some work toward rebuilding that trust. And Speaker of the Assembly, Jason Frierson, says he realizes that, and it's going to take work.
I think that we absolutely have to take into account that there are some people who are, I believe, misled with false information about fraudulent activity, but we have to take that into account, and it's real. And I think it would not be wise to not take it serious and embark on an effort to educate the public about how safe and secure it is, how successful it's been in other states for years.
We've been talking about elections quite a bit. Let's move on. What else is going on in Carson City right now?
So lawmakers, staff, press, we're all being vaccinated this week. It's a positive step in that it may open the building sooner. That is something that a lot of folks are pushing for. You're actually seeing a lawsuit trying to move through the system to make that building open. Of course, there's a slower start, but Frierson said in that same press conference that they're being methodical. They're going to write the language that they need to write in the legal department and get things done. Some of the bills that are coming up, you've got a dark sky sanctuary bill that would codify that in law, making sure that Nevada's beautiful dark skies are protected. Esports regulation, the bill to strengthen wildfire arson penalties, an ERA amendment is securing an equal rights amendment here in Nevada's constitution. So lawmakers are looking at a number of bills, including a banning summary evictions, which was on newscast a couple days ago. So lawmakers are working. They are going through bills. Still just not quite the volume we're used to seeing.
Sure. Paul Boger is KUNR's political editor. Paul, thank you so much for joining us to give us the latest from Carson.
Thanks, Noah.